Hello and welcome to another episode of the +63HP podcast reviews edition. I'm one of your hosts, John Clemente. Alongside with me are two of my best friends. In the middle of your screen right now is Chabax. How are you doing, Chabax?
Super Bowl excited, baby. Super Bowl excited.
We are recording this on Super Bowl
Let's
Sunday.
Go.
Super
and
Bowl.
On the other end of your screen is Arnie from the West Coast. How are you, Arnie?
Hi. Well, Super Bowl Sunday. I'm not really invested, but I'm invested because one of the teams playing is local to me.
Yeah.
So, and we talked offline about this, but you know, Taylor's gonna be happy either way. She's a billionaire, so
she needs
make
the
us
world.
Happy.
Nah, she needs the world.
Yeah, I mean, is she on her way? Will she make
I
it?
I think so. I think she's
yeah,
on her way.
She already arrived.
She already arrived. Oh,
I think she arrived in LA and or but she's there now.
8 a.m. Eastern.
Well, there was a meme that says like you know me years ago, why do I need all these word problems? I don't I'm not gonna use it. And then now they're like, oh yeah, if the plane leaves at this time speed, and
no,
that
even
distance,
I know the Japanese embassy in the United States
yeah.
released a message saying she'll make it.
Make sure
she'll make
it.
It
was the concert finished at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, 10 p.m. Japan time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she still came Sunday. So plenty of time.
But you know, thank you, Taylor, for making word problems practical again.
But as Arnie has alluded, hi, in this episode of the reviews show, we are going through the very first season of Mr. and Mrs. Smith TV series version. So a bit of stats before we dive into the show. Oh, before the stats, let's do a round of non-spoilery review about Mr. and Mrs. Smith for people who are not yet convinced to watch the show. Chabax?
I love it. This is my show. This is my thing. Everything I want is here. The drama, the action, the comedy, the emotion. I mean, the mythology. I'm so in.
Yeah.
Oh, what's up with there?
Arnie?
Well, you know, Brad and Angelina. Oh, sorry. That's the movie. For people thinking it's the same as the movie, it's not. Non-spoilery review there. But also kind of spoilery, but yeah, I just like Chabox. I like the TV series. I also like the film. Let's be honest, but that was a long time ago, and of course, different, totally different cast. But yeah, I mean you know, I like it. It's an Amazon original, and it's well made. I even like the cinematography, and the writing is actually good. So there's that.
Yeah. As everybody has mentioned, and I think they've during their press tour, they were very, very clear. It is a remake. It is a reboot, but it's totally different. Or not totally different, but tangentially different genre in terms of what type of show that they're making. Like the tone is different. Of course, there's a little bit more backstory or a different kind of like origin story of
it's more annoying. I think you could say it's more like the twisted version. Instead of two people who don't know their spies and are married, there's two people
who know their spies
and they're faking the marriage and then start becoming instead the other ones finding out their spies here falling in love. So it's a good twist,
yeah.
a great twist on the story.
Yeah, I mean it's a different type of mythology, but also it's like you're right, in the movie the crux was them
not knowing,
but also like them falling in love and falling out of love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the espionage stuff is just the vehicle for the relationship stuff there. And
yeah,
it's the same way here. That's
yeah,
kind of the ethos, but in a much more high level, much more complex way. And
yeah,
I think like the episodic nature of this, like being able to semi-tackle one thing per episode, right? And then there's one theme of a relationship per episode. That was the one that kind of really, really opened my eyes. Like, this is something special. It is cool, right? It is cool, but it's not just cool. That's what I wanted to say. So before we dive into the plot and all of our favorite things in the first half, so in this episode, so we're splitting the season up into two, so we can have a little bit more content. So first, in the first to fourth episode, but overall, it is on Prime Video. It was released in one go. So all eight episodes dropped on February 2nd of 2024. So for those who, if you guys are thinking of taking a Prime trial subscription, I don't understand why people still don't have Prime at all. It's like 2-day delivery, it's wild. But it's on Prime Video. Eight episodes. Each episode is anywhere between 42 to 63 minutes. So a meaty, let's say, hour average. It is of the action, comedy, drama, and espionage genre, created by, of course, Childish Gambino himself, Donald Glover, and his writing partner, Francesca Sloan. Inspired by the movie by Simon Kinberg, inspired by Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. But it's, you know, it's a remix of it. Co-star of Donald Glover is Maya Erskine of course, Blue Eyes Samurai fame. But she's also blowing up. She was in
Pen 15.
He was also in Obi-Wan. He was also, you know, Obi-Wan. He voices Bob's Burgers, Robot Chicken, Big Mouth, right? So like, a lot of like really comedic.
Which one was she in Obi-Wan?
Sully Stark.
Sully Stark? Oh, okay.
Right. And yeah, it's she has a lot of very, very varied voice acting career, but like she has transitioned into this personality now. Yeah, that's pretty much it on the stats. Noted, not to say cameos, but appearances in this series is Alexander Skarsgård and Ty Dolla $ign. Like, you know that this has been shot a few years ago, but because like these two wouldn't do a short stint in these types of movies anymore.
I think they did, because this is more like a cameo than a small.
That's yeah, but small, was, than a small a very action packed cameos are really cool.
Yeah,
but immediately like setting up the history of tone. Johns and Janes.
Okay.
Paul Dano as the nosy neighbor. John Turturro also is one of the missions.
Parker Posey.
Parker Posey another gene.
don't spoil the others.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a bunch of you know, pretty notable. So you see that the quality of acting and the quality of production of the show is immediately high. It's not one of those things like, oh, it feels like a, not that it's not great, because I love that Noah Centineo series on Netflix when he was a CIA agent, right? So that was, you know, but that felt CW-ish. This felt like a real movie. So with that, we're discussing the first four episodes. Who wants to synopsis? Chubax, Arnie?
No, you go ahead.
Ray's still asleep.
Yeah, but again, the first four episodes, and again, we'll set this stage that because this is eight episodes, it's good to have a lot of kind of like world building in the earlier part of the episodes or earlier part of the season, so that we can follow the formula moving forward. So essentially, first episode is the first date episode. This is where we see John and Jane, which is Donald Glover and Maya Erskine, apply for missions. So we know that they are
for a company,
working for a company.
For a company, basically.
Right. So That was kind of like, the basis, like, all right, the difference from the movie is like they applied for a quote unquote high risk job, and that included being partnered with a made up marriage. It was kind of like the twist. And, through very intricately woven in the dialogue of the episode, as you can see the mythos, like, oh, they didn't know that they were going to be paired up until, the last few questions or the last few interview screening. It seems that this is a very fancy company because of the place where they are right now, being
Well,
housed, but
yeah.
also, being able to afford.
And their job interview was conducted by a computer. No person was
Michael.
there.
Oh yeah,
Just a screen
text
answering
on screen.
them.
Yeah, text on screen kind of stuff. So that's
With
kind of like the
nail
basis
clippings, like nail clippings.
for
Okay.
DNA, like,
They
right?
were
So
dead,
you can all those small touches and making it believable, but also a little bit fantastical, right? So, but also in the first episode, the actual you open the episode with a gunfight between a John and a Jane as well, like super attractive Skarsgård and Isa Rodriguez. Like, wow! Like at the start, I was even thinking that maybe it was kind of like a flashback to our John and Jane. This might have been their first mission, but it was not. It was just a John and Jane tired of running, started fighting against people that are against them and both losing. That's kind of it. So that kind of, you kind of see, like, all right. We know that there are multiple John and Janes. We know that, people have fallen in love and eloped, and has so which means that there's good compatibility in the people that they pair and et cetera, et cetera. And then they do again, as John and Jane gets introduced in their new place, they of course have a little bit of distrust of each other. Of course, they have a
Boundaries.
little bit of a roommate syndrome where you're seeing the habits of your partner. Some you like, some you don't, like not cleaning up after you cook, on the John end, watching the TV very, very loudly on the Jane end. So like there's a lot of these things that you're kind of like, of course, like you in a relationship, you need to get to know each other. But they again settle down first couple of days. They have their first mission, which was basically a
Delivery,
stealing a package
pickup
and
and a
delivery.
delivery.
Pickup delivery. That kind of threw me off when the reveal happened. I'm like, what? That's it? And then, of course, boom. Yeah,
Of
there you
course, yeah.
go.
But the idea was you can already see that the missions are weird and very espionage stuff, and kind of like it may or may not make sense, but tailing an old lady. And what they were heavy on the first episode is like you could write or you can already see that there are layers of the story. There's the layer of the mission itself, there's a layer how they're going to do their mission, and there's the layer how the action happens. So here, like, because they were staking out this old lady, they were making assumption of what the old lady is doing. We see an attractive young man come up to the old lady. I was like, oh, that's his grandmother. And then they start making out. So this is kind of like you're seeing, like, oh, okay, there's a lot more to spy and surveillance, what happened. But they're able
But
to steal the
also,
package.
yeah. But oh yeah, alluding to the package, like it also makes me think, okay, what if they didn't
Well,
steal the package? Where was that package actually going in the first place? So there's
so
that.
that's those are like the fun questions, like you don't really realize during the episode, but once you think about it, like, of course. So what happened was they were able to steal a package and reroute a package to seemingly like a wedding, a fancy person's wedding. They realized that the package was a cake, and then it was in a case. So all right, all that trouble for a cake. Maybe you kind of think, oh, maybe the mission is done, and
It was easing them in. Maybe, yeah, it was a
It was a
test.
test, right? Easing them in. And then they realized that the house that they delivered the cake to exploded.
They didn't
And
realize it. They felt it because
they
they were
felt
just
it.
outside.
Which would you immediately think? Well, it's like, hey, if they were offered a drink
They were.
and they were, luckily John
John
begged
said
off
no.
because Jane said yes. And if they had stayed, they would have been blown up too. So
See,
that's
that's the
a
thing too. It's like me reacting to that. Like, I would have taken that offer to drink because, like, hey,
me, of course. Yeah.
we trailed this lady for hours, and I'm tired. Plus, hey, it looks like it's a fancy place. It would be rude to not say no. And then, of course, boom, you died. So yeah, that was yeah, it's a good, because I thought, like, when they reveal it was a cake, like, okay. There, it's like a test mission. Okay, whatever. And then they blew up. Like, oh, so that's the type of show this is. Okay. So, but again, like I said earlier, like, where was that cake originally going?
Yeah,
Well,
the
we don't
idea
need
is just
to.
like,
Yeah, it's great to think about it, but it could also just be like, they planted the cake, but instead of having them pick up under an aliases, they just have it pick up with somebody else. Oh no, but
yeah.
the way she got it was weird also, right?
Yeah, because
She
the thing
didn't
is, because the
pick
old
it up
lady
from
he meant to assassinate other people, and they used the same thing to assassinate somebody else,
because
right?
when the old lady found out that the packages were switched, she panicked too. So it makes me think, like, in the grand scheme of things, okay, who is this company to hire them, and how are they picking their targets, and do they have competition? Because that's, now I'm thinking, like, like a spy versus spy versus spy thing, right? So it's ripe for multiple seasons if needed, right? So that's a good setup as well. So kudos on the writing team for that. Because if it's just like a CIA thing, well, then we know what's going on. But this one, it seems like it's a private company.
Yeah, it seems like it's private, and then that's a good thing too. With their conversation, you can see that Maya Erskine was supposed to be CIA but never passed because of antisocial stuff, and then same with Donald Glover, like
John.
so that was the first episode. There was like a little chase scene after too, which is that the thing is like the thing after the thing is always where I think the connection between John and Jane gets more deep and more connected. It's like after, after the explosion, there was a little bit of a chase scene, and then they had to split up. They're looking for a couple, et cetera, et cetera. So, seeing John wait and how John wait and seeing how Jane gets to him back. It was kind of nice, and then that's where shared trauma binds people together real quick.
And it's
Second episode,
aphrodisiac also.
yeah.
Like the excitement and the
But they didn't.
and there's somebody
Oh,
else
yeah.
also that also. Somebody sees something's in front of you. Can't do anything with anybody else. Can't talk. So,
Super duper like the thing that I enjoyed the most too is jumping into the second episode. Like there is a little bit of a time skip. Only it was only a few days. I think it was like 3 days or something, but they already had a second mission, and there's rules to the mission, right? Very, very hard instructions from the letters on the screen from Hi Hi, as they call it. They were to infiltrate a black tie event, like an auction of some sort, figure out who bids for this particular painting by Monet, if I'm not mistaken.
No, is it Andy Warhol?
Oh, Warhol, yeah, you're right, like about death and something. And other mission was to inject a dose of truth serum and find out anything that they want from this particular target. Target is oh, fuck, he's a very popular guy.
John
John
Turturro.
Turturro, very sick, multi-billionaire real estate agent. So there is skeletons in his closet. But what had happened in this particular mission with one ingenious way in being able to infiltrate the place without being noticed. Like you can see here that John is super smart. Like, hey, if I go in there through the front door, I'm one of six black guys, and those six black guys should know each
That's so
other.
smart.
So I didn't. I that was the first time that I've heard that reasoning, but it makes 1,000% sense.
And
Like
it's something
whenever we go,
we wouldn't know about, but
100%.
they would know, yeah.
But this, there are certain things that make their missions a lot more plausible. Like here's like, oh yeah, it's a real thing. It's a, you know, if it's for millionaires, all millionaires knows each other. You can't just like jump in.
It's not like a James Bond thing that, oh yeah, I'll just walk in, like, and then of course say your real name, John Bond, James Bond, and that, oh yeah, you'll fit in. But
So
yeah.
that's kind of like one of the coolest things here. Like you can really see that they think about all of those nuances where I'm
Yeah.
sure they heard it's like whenever there is like this cocktail thing, people just seems to get in. So maybe they did that route. So John came in as the wait staff while Jane was, you know, some rich SDE and stuff like that. They tried to charm their way to Turturro. But we realized that
Oh,
Turturro's
yeah.
type is not necessarily as straight as people might think. So Jane, thinking on her feet, she was able to kind of like devise or psychoanalyze John Turturro to be one of these like fetish freaks or like dominant daddies and whatnot to kind
Yeah.
of like, hey, how about we just pay one of this waitstaff to do whatever we want. And then Jane got played as well. They played like a dog.
Yeah. It's also like a great commentary that, yeah, how people of that means could just, like, yeah, let's manipulate this wait staff and they'll do it, whatever. But yeah.
They have, when you're that rich, you're always kind of like have different things that gets you off already. So that's one of the things that I think that they were trying to show. But here is also a little bit of a miscommunication in terms of John and Jane, because the instructions were very strict that you only the they got two doses of the truth serum, but only take one. They're drugs. They might kill people. So you immediately know at the start of the episode they're gonna inject both of
Yeah,
them.
because they showed two syringes, so you know, it's a little bit of foreshadowing there, which
Yeah,
is
it's
fine,
100%. It's like
which also
when
makes
the
sense because, you know, whoever gets closest to the target could apply it, so I get that. But also, you kind of open it for interpretation.
But that's a good thing about this show. It's like you like through very, very ingenious ways, you kind of see like, yeah, they're not in the groove of each other yet. They just met. They
But to be
don't know
honest,
how.
it's I would suck at this. I would be able to improvise that fast. But then again, they have training, so
They have
I guess.
training, but these are
But
the small
that's the
nuances
issue is,
that
yeah. The issue
they
is
don't have the chemistry
they're not
yet.
used.
Such a
They don't know how each other
simple
works.
instruction. Like, but it happens all the time, even with us. Like when you ask a question and you just say, like, you know, if the answer to the question is yes or no, but you answer okay. Like either those small nuances that happens for them, it's life for them. So the idea of it's like they were signaling each other, one was signaling, I'm going to stab him with the dose. The other was signaling, you. So because they got their wire crossed, they gave the person two doses. But this is the good part. So they were able to get they were able, technically able to
To get the mission.
get the mission, which is get information about the
Yeah,
sequence
but
of
they
this
failed
happening.
multiple things. They injected
100%.
twice
Like you know,
because he
there were
died.
witnesses.
There's a lot of
There were
witnesses.
casualties.
Yeah, so that was what would happen. It was like the dose made Turturro spill everything, but in a public manner. And at the end, they were trying to save Turturro in their apartment to have him survive the overdose that he was given, but he eventually died. So this was the other thing too, was how they deal with their own cleanup, how they deal with their own mess. So you have, you know, plates here and there that is disorganized, but they had to come together and figure out one, how to dispose of the body, and they had to break it together, break the body together to make it fit into their composter.
So yeah, so as somebody in the medical field, like going back to that communication thing. So I've been in situations that, yeah, I could kill somebody literally by giving medication. So every time we give medication, we confirm, hey doctor, I'm giving 50 cc's of this. And it's coming in at this time. It's for also for the charting reason. And also we have the antidote nearby just in case. So in the for the company, I guess, to avoid that in the future. Oh, if you accidentally overdose this guy, here's an antidote, by the way, but if you use it, it's a fail, so something like that, right? So, but yeah, but again, I mean, but the writing is still in Jesus, because normally for shows like this, they rarely fuck up. Oh, I mean, screw up, sorry. But this is also like a good way of showing that there's three strikes for this type of job.
Yep, there
And
is kind of like,
yeah.
this is their way of keeping the quality of John and Jane's very, very high.
Yeah. Also, like a little bit of world building that, okay, so there's three strikes. And then also, if you screw up, you have to fix it because, there's that. So it's again, it's excellent writing. For even thinking about of how to introduce some more world building details without just exposition. Because
100%.
normally they will just like, oh, this is the mission, and remember,
This
if
is
you screw up three times,
my worry. It's looking like the company's too is too no
random or black and white.
no
Too dark.
it's too hard to get out. Like, there's no
Well,
positive because
yeah,
for a
they
spoiler
did
from
imply that.
episode 4, there's no
Yeah.
going leaving. And
Yeah, they did
then
imply that. Yeah.
there's three strikes as well.
Well,
So,
yeah, we saw it in the very, very opening scene.
And the thing is, like, obviously these two are motivated by money, and they did even make a pact, like, oh, if we make enough money, we'll split up, and that's it. And of course, moving a little bit ahead in episode four, they kind of found out, oh, I think we can't leave. And it also makes sense because of all the things you've been doing. I mean, granted, you don't have evidence,
And there's
but
no
there's
connection, yeah.
enough, there's no connection. And but also, like, well, they could always, it's hard, especially these days, without proper evidence on how to bring this company down. But I'm pretty sure the company would not even like to have those loose ends. So that's why they showed that with Skarsgård and Isaac
And it's
himself.
again, it's the theme that they kind of like reoccur. Like, the first
Yeah.
episode was, them killing John and James because they were trying to get out.
Yeah.
And
So
then this,
there's
and
that.
then episode 4 too. But so that was the second episode. At least we get to see them build their camaraderie. Now we
Yeah.
skip out ahead again. Now they are in there. Well, the other theme of the second date is like no sex.
Yeah, but of course.
But of course, again, the big, when you survive something traumatic. On the third episode, we start. They're already in Italy, late in Lake Como,
That's
Italy. The Italian
the
Dolomites.
yeah,
All
but
right,
that's the in during winter, right?
winter. Yeah, it's great for like, yeah.
It's
So that's the other
So
thing
I
too.
never thought Lake, because whenever you hear Lake Como, you hear, Clooney, like, there's like swimming all the time. Like, wow, even on winter, it's actually
It's in
beautiful.
the European Alps. Of course they have some skis there.
Yeah.
So John and Jane take a vacation to again stake out this couple. And this is another thing too. They get to see that all of these mission is kind of like a reflection of their relationship, or a phase in the relationship, in just
Yeah.
different orders. So this one, they were following this overworked female
Billionaire
CEO
again.
that's taking her family for granted, for the lack of the better term. They needed to clone
Their
their
phones.
phones. That was the mission. And then listening to a call that will be happening at 5 o'clock the next day.
Yeah.
So the another step here, things that you'll think about after. It's like, oh.
How did they know that that phone call will be
So the
about?
call was,
Yeah.
I was, you know, it was for me, it was kind of obvious that it was the company that was doing the
The
blackmail or
kidnapping. Yeah.
whatever, right? So a different team would take out the person, so it checks and balances of certain things. But yeah, this was like very complex mission making. But the idea was, the start of the vacation was fun. But the more that they kind of like, get to know about this is like the honeymoon phase. They're in a honeymoon-esque place, but their
Yeah.
honeymoon phase is kind of over in terms of like small things, like one of the no-nos that John is doing, talking to his mom, John being like very loud and eating. So their honeymoon phase is now over now that they
And they had the fight, a first fight.
their first fight.
And I love the fart. Is they didn't explain it in the first scene, so I was like, the audio gave it away, the subtitle. It was a fart, so everybody, but so it's just
But the
like
idea
they
of
went through
her
it.
going through the machinations of pretending there is a breach when she just didn't want him to smell the fart. So that was, yeah, I forgot about the fart. So all of these like small touches in the episode makes it really, really deep. But in the end, John was tailing the female CEO. Female CEO gets attempted kidnapped. The mission was just to record, and then essentially the recording was what would the so one maybe the recording was the confirmation that the CEO was kidnapped, but also they were going to threaten the CEO's husband to sell all of his shares so that presumably a different company could take over. That was kind of like
I don't get the mission, this mission. What was the point? What do
Yeah,
they get
well,
out of
okay,
it?
well, it's a bit realistic too, because like the spouse also said, well, the board was not going to let me sell that much, and it will tank the company.
No, I mean that, I think that was the intent is
No,
another
but
entity
what was the
buy it out.
mission? What was the mission of John and Jane?
Just to confirm that what action, whether it is to so my thing is like depending on what
They
the guy
recorded the
does,
conversation.
right? The company can action against. Like, oh, if you're gonna sell, then we're gonna buy those shares.
They're gonna buy shorts, or they buy, or they just do a hostile takeover,
Over, yeah, so that was kind of the thing.
or
So
if he refuses, it's a blackmail thing if the CEO died. But of course, John rescued her because he's just a good guy. Well, a good guy, because he said like, oh, she's a mom, and he's very close with his mom, so he
There
saved
was
her.
also a little romance there where like if you if we wanted to cheat, this would have been the best place to cheat, but they both did, right? So like, you know.
And there's also like a statement on fashion, because like he because
I
John's character is
love
very, very meticulous, very fashionable, and then like, stupid fashion, I have to pick red
that.
in a snowstorm or in a snow area. So of course he was an easy target to be shot at, but yeah, that was like, again, those small little touches, you know.
The thing here, or the underlying, the super simple theme here that everybody can relate to is the location sharing, and then not replying, and then over texting on Jane's part,
And then
right?
turning it off because he got pissed. The location.
So the location sharing, like,
You can see that the difference in their the difference in their quality because or like the difference in how they look at life. Like, yeah, right. John was, you know, he has life, you know, cares for his mom, likes fashion, et cetera, et cetera. And then Jane is very, very straight-laced, just function, doesn't matter. So you just want efficiency. So it's like, oh, now both of them are going, they're conversating around it. So that was the that was the
And
mission. They kind of succeeded.
also like a commentary, because like the spouse, of course, he didn't say yes to the ransom. And so he already assumed that the wife was killed off.
Yeah,
And then,
so
of course, you, yeah.
the funny thing was at the end when we were all thinking that the CEO, the wife, would be like, how dare you say no, et cetera, and never get back together, but instead
It got them closer.
it got them closer in a very, very mansplaining way, but I kind of understand it. Like that's like, hey, that's when I knew that I cannot live without you when I was heartbroken to have said no to save you. Huh?
But even then, like, because of course, once they do a post-mortem, like, okay, let's be honest, your board of directors will not allow me to sell 51% of our shares.
Yeah, and in
So
an
either
hour.
way, yeah,
There's
in
no
an
way that
hour,
was,
either way, you're fucked. So the fact that I said no is like, well, at least your kid will have something.
It was, but the good thing too
But
is like
also, yeah.
they were able to kind of like hash it out in a way,
Yeah.
because of course the CEO was also guilty of, you know, doing
Trying to
dumb
get
stuff.
away. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of a good thing. But yeah, that was again another mirror, another compliment, another symbolism of relationship in terms of every in their mission involved.
Yeah. Oh,
Fourth episode.
Chubbucks. Oh, sorry. Just one sidebar. Chubbucks. So remember the husband was, you know, trying to connect with his son, right? But the son is just on the tablet playing this skateboard game. So Jane downloaded the game for us. Now you like this game.
Yeah, smart.
Smart, right?
I love
Like,
it.
yeah. So for me, like, I like watching Moana again because my son likes Moana right now. That's our favorite thing right now. So
Oh,
yeah, those are
those.
again small touches, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more context in the
Yeah.
characters, so you can really see
Yeah.
in them. Like they everybody has some good in it, and everybody
Yeah.
has a little bad.
Yeah. Right.
I'm
Episode
so
four.
happy that we decided to do first half and second half, and I'm so happy that episode four was the double date episode.
Oof.
Perfect end cap, because simply John and Jane had a couple of days off. They went to the Union Square Market. I go to there too, so it's like
Though
it's very
is it a
realistic.
day off though? Is it really a day off? I don't
It might have
know.
been.
I
Yeah,
don't
that's the other thing too. It's like, was the day off set up? Were they the target? What?
This
Was there
was
so many
so
things?
weird for me. Like, not that weird, like cringing because like why are they so open? Like there's
And the chances
no
of,
like the chance.
right?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, so in the end, like, fast forward a little bit. Yeah, we were so into him. I don't know why. We even laughed at their stupid jokes. And they're like,
Yeah.
yeah, that's
That's
typical.
what happens when you are married, like you find other married friends. So it's that's another commentary in life. But the crux of the episode was John bumped into another John because of an order mix-up. They had the same name. So theoretically it could happen, and the idea of that happening through that made sense, but the odds of a John meeting another John and consequently trusting each other enough for exchanging of notes was weird. But what happened was our John and Jane got enamored with the other John and Jane just because they were doing it for so long, and they seemed very, very happy and passionate about each other. So they wanted to host a dinner date at our John and Jane's place. So during the dinner date, they talked a lot more about their plans for their future, about, you
During
know.
that scene, I was just waiting for them to shoot them. Like I
Same.
expected them
Yeah.
to turn. Like they didn't. Like what the
I, but that's the thing. It's like, but it for that's the subversion of expectations here is it's multi-level. Like, yeah, you're right. You know, I was expecting maybe as soon as they opened, they were like, dum dum. Like, we were, who's the company or something like that. You know, I was
Yeah.
like, no. But no, they just actually had a dinner date with other John and Janes. And then their dinner date, because they're kind of like mirrors of themselves in the future,
Yeah.
highlighted the possible issues that they might have right now. So John eventually wants to, you know, which is weird because they agreed to make what you mentioned, Arnie, a certain amount of money and walk away. They were laughed at because they kind of like alluded to it's not that easy to walk away from the company. So that's one.
Yeah.
And then the other two is if they were to stay there a lot longer, you know, Jane is very ambitious and very passionate.
Yeah.
So she wants to go
Yes.
up the ranks, meaning make more
Higher
money
risk.
through harder
Super high
missions,
risk.
yeah. Super
Yeah.
high risk.
Yeah.
But John, on the other hand, is different. Like, no,
Wanted to go low.
there's people that are counting on him. So it's like he's fine doing low risk missions, being a glorified mailman, essentially, is what would happen.
Yeah.
But one thing led to another.
So here's the one
We
thing too. I thought, like, you know, again, typical either they got somebody will kill each other or it becomes a sex thing.
yes,
Like, yeah, but do you want to join the mission? Like, what?
that was
So,
what had happened at the end. At the end of the dinner date, the guests, John and Jane, was going to go on a mission. Of course, our John and Jane were intrigued, not only because, hey, they got They drank a little bit, so they might not be okay for the mission. So basically, just like partying after, doing an after party after a party where you already had drinks and somebody's driving. So a lot of real world parallels. But our John and Jane, because enamored with the other John and Jane, wanted to impress the other John and Jane and join the mission. And then essentially, they got tricked. Instead of joining the mission,
They did the
they
mission.
did the missions for the other John and Jane, which is again another subversion of expectation. I would have think that in other shows they might have made it this like a
A double
part one,
cross.
and part two will be
Yeah.
the second mission. But no, it was essentially a mission in seeming like a tropical country, maybe
They
like
were
a
just
Costa Rica,
assholes.
right? And then the mission was ultra high risk.
Yeah.
So essentially there's just a quick cut of John and Jane escape getting there and then immediately escaping, extremely traumatized, bloodied. The story alludes to
Scene
them
of the
macheteing
series for
their way.
now is the
Yeah.
his face in the chopper after.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Like,
Just like shocked.
and then they got FaceTimed by the other Jane and John, like, oh, since you did all the work, we'll just give you the money.
They were
So we
really just
also get that.
assholes.
Yeah, but at least also they also gave us like a contact. So how much are they making? So the ultra risky,
$375.
$375,000. That's like a lot of people's annual income for higher earners,
For an
per a
it's
mission. For a mission. But of
so that
course,
was
yeah, they're like, oh, we're actually surprised you survived. Like, well, duh. That's like.
it's just a nice kind of like, yes, it might have been it might have been a mission in the tropical jungle, delivering something extremely dangerous to someone extremely bad, using kids as soldiers, and them
Yeah.
having to machete their way out of not only the captain of the kids, but possibly killing a few kids along the
Yeah.
way too. So it's just like you can see how sick the missions that they could do, but we didn't have to see it, just like skip through it and
Yeah.
then experience it through their horrified eyes. But
Yeah.
an introduction of like what gets done by other John and Janes, but also how much, right? So and how depraved that they could be. So
Yeah.
yeah, that was the end of the first half. I've seen a couple of episodes after already, so I'm excited for you guys to kind of go through it. But before we move on, let's go through your final thoughts and ratings about the series. Steward, our Chewbacca.
Rating. I give it a 9 because this is my thing. I'm loving everything, the action to the comedy. The chemistry between them and just the small moments, the lightheartedness or the small looks, the small dialogues. It's really a great watch.
Arnie?
I'm on a 9 out of 10 too. Like, of course, I already am a fan of Donald Glover since Community and his music as well. Like when they were being chased, I was like, oh, that's This Is America video. And then for Solo and the girl, I mean, until you said that she was in Kenobi and I had to look her up, she's good. I mean, not your typical Asian actress, Asian American actress, or I don't know even if she's American, but you're typical because they always get cast as like the shy or meek or whatever. But there are also some stereotypes, like she's uber competitive, she's always this, and some daddy issues, I guess, as well. But yeah, but the chemistry for both of them are really good. And I buy it, both of them. And yeah, and I'm just curious about what this company is all about. And
I hope they
yeah,
get
and
into
I hope they get into it. But of course, they could feed a couple of seasons for it as well too. It really depends on how much Donald wants to do this.
it. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if he did four of Atlanta, I wouldn't be surprised if there's only
Three to
two or
four.
three of these.
Yeah.
He is
Yeah.
doing Lando too, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, like, of course, based on the success of the series, but let's just say if it's already successful and it's up to him, yeah, maybe two or three episodes, seasons of this. And then maybe they could flesh out what the company is, or if there's a way out that's going to be
Yeah.
positive
I mean,
for
that's
them.
probably the series finale is them getting or dying.
Or are we going to get more details of their outside lives? We forgot to mention when they were on the day off, John bumped into one of his ex
Exes.
hookups or ex fubus, and then Jane was like, "Did you realize she only has one hand?" And like, and even I had to rewind that. I rewind.
Me
So
too.
she has two hands. She has two hands. And then of course he.
It was just a nice trick.
And like, and she, of course, he looked at her Instagram. Like, yeah, she had always had two hands. Why are you saying that? Like, well, you made you think, huh? Like, oh, because yeah, like, yeah, that's kind of a weird thing, right? But again, John already bumped into an ex. He still contacts his mom, so there has to be repercussions
He's
for
much
that.
more personable.
He's more personable. And then for Jane, it's more like. Is she going to be the company girl or the company man, basically, right? Or is she really going to be in love with John or something like that? So there's a lot of things that they could tackle in future seasons, hopefully. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm at a 9-2, particularly because the storytelling really gets to me. There's like so many layers per episode. And Chubax and I were discussing it off pod. There's just a certain aesthetic that Donald Glover and his team brings to the show. It's just much more polished, much more artistic, not flashy. So it's very filmic, it's very cinematic. It's not like you watch, there's
And the
a lot
set
of
pieces.
even action movies on Netflix. Like I saw that movie Lift, and it did not look cinematic at all. So this one looks great.
And the set pieces and the interior design, like that the main house that they have, like, and they did mention it, like, some of it is they bought there, and then there's like of the big ass painting where the guns are, the cliche, right? And also with Jane, going back with Jane, she also has a cat, and then they argued about what to name him, but
Max.
like, no, it's Max, because it's Max, it's my cat. They're like, oh, okay. There
Yeah,
you
all those
go.
like they're still figuring things out about each other, but yeah, the idea of it looked great. Like even just like the Italy episode looked amazing. New York looks amazing here. So they both look amazing. That's the thing too. It's like Donald Glover and Maya Erskine are attractive in non-traditional ways. Like when you look at Maya Erskine, like this is not like the hot bombshell or the angel-like.
I told my wife that she's not pretty in a sense, but she has the confidence
She
and the
is
style.
your
She brings it out.
coworker. She is your coworker, basically.
No,
I've seen
but
somebody like her in at work,
yeah,
but
but
again, I mean,
she has something
there's an it factor.
that brings out that, yeah, makes
Yeah,
her hot.
it's kind of again, it's the beauty that grows on you. If you just look at it at a poster, you wouldn't think anything about it, but when you watch an episode, you watch two episodes, you realize like, yeah, I believe that there's a certain charm that makes Donald Glover want Maya Erskine, right? And
And also going back to the tropical jungle mission, no urine filter. They just shot it as a regular realistic, because normally in movies and TV shows, when they go to a third world country or tropical country, there's always that yellow filter that now getting some backlash, right, from
I never
people.
really
But
noticed
now,
it.
but it's like, now it's like, oh, it's just a typical mission. They didn't do filters. Basically, it's all shot the same. It's consistent with, as you mentioned, also like New York, Italy. So yeah. So again, the set pieces, the interior design, even that cafe in Italy, like, oh, that looks fancy, and I want to go there. And
It's very, very high production. And I
I.
think like 8 episodes, I think it's like it's up again. Amazon has been killing it the past few series, but this is like one of those things that I was concerned with because of all of the rumors of the delays. It was delayed a bunch of times. And now I realize it was because, Trebox has mentioned Phoebe Waller-Bridge was supposed to be Mrs. Smith. I think it's better now. I love Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I she's like I find that's another person too that kind of pretty that grows on you. She's not hot, but after three episodes, you'll be like,
Oh,
yeah,
Fleabag. I
super
mean,
charming.
you would buy Hot Priest hooking up with her in
Yeah, it's like, oh, super charming.
Fleabag.
But I think that the toned down version of Maya Erskine, that weird,
Yeah.
perfect. It's perfect because, like, oh yeah, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie as spies, you wouldn't buy it because they're too hot walking down together. This one is
Exactly.
like they're both hot, but like, oh, I see it. I see an interracial couple. Works. They're both software engineers from San Francisco, and they, she got promoted and went back to New York. Okay, got it. All right, makes sense.
Yeah, but wow, it's
But
just
those are our ratings. I'm excited to. I have two more episodes to watch. I'm gonna watch that shortly. Last thoughts, Chbox?
yeah. I can't wait for the next half.
Yeah, same
Arnie?
here. Same here. And now that I'm looking forward to the cameos as well. I want to see more about this relationship. I want to see more Maya. I want to see more Donald. I mean, geez. I mean, I hope there's multiple seasons. Well, Amazon's flushed with money, so they could still afford a couple more seasons of this.
I'm sure there's going to be at least one more,
Yeah.
just cash grab. But I
Yeah.
hope they make it into three seasons. Three
Yeah.
or four would be great.
Or six seasons in a movie. Well, sorry, there already was a movie.
They
But
are
we'll
doing
see.
variety.
Unity.
Yeah. Community and movie. All right. But we will see you in the next or next week for the second half of Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime Video. Join us. That's your assignment. And we'll wrap up the next discussion of it with, the entire first season. With that, thank you very much. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Hi, bye-bye.